so much theology held in that passage that Teresa just read. You know, Chesron says, when people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything. That is why it is so important for us to continually revisit the revelation. Who he is. It keeps our lives filled with purpose. It keeps us on track. Because to understand where we're at here and the crisis we're in, like Jesus said, Jesus called it a crisis when he was talking to Nicodemus. The revelation of God, he said to Nicodemus, he called it God-light. He said it streamed into the world. He said, this is the crisis we're in. This is what happened and happens today. Even though that God-light and the revelation of who he is streaming into the world, the crisis, Jesus says, is that men and women everywhere ran for the darkness. They ran from the light of the revelation. And then he tells Nicodemus why. He says they ran for the darkness because they're not really interested in pleasing God. And to understand Scripture and to understand why this is so vital and important, we need to know that, see, at one time, revelation wasn't needed because in the Eden, in the Edenic relationship, God was with man. It was a one-on-one, face-to-face. He walked with them. He talked with them directly. Isn't that something? That's why it was called Eden. Eden's not so much a physical place. Oh, that's romantic to think about and try and figure out. But Eden simply means a relationship like that with God, where it's direct, immediate, and intimate. It's one-on-one. What happened? We threw up a barrier. We didn't want that kind of relationship with God. Too much. So we were expelled from the Edenic relationship, weren't we? And the flaming sword is at the entrance between us and God now. So what does God do? What is God's purpose? What is his main desire? Ever since Genesis 3, God has had something up his sleeve, so to speak, and that is he is trying to get that back. And he's done it, and he continues to try to reveal to humanity who he is, his purposes, his ways, his plan. He comes to Abraham, reveals to Abraham who he is, revelation. Then he comes to Moses, reveals to Moses, remember, the burning bush, who he is. He comes to the prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, reveals who he is, and they are then, Moses, Abraham, Moses, the prophets, are to take the revelation that God has given them and give it to others. Now follow this. This will change your life. It absolutely will change your values, your goals, and your commitments if the Holy Spirit can drop this into your heart. God comes to Jesus. Again, the same purpose. Reveal who he is, only this time he ratchets it up tremendously, and he reveals who he is identically through Jesus. We get to see, John says, we get to see who God is by looking at Jesus. Again, God's goal always and ever is to let humanity know, to let Tim Davis know who he is. After Jesus, he comes to the church, Pentecost. This is who I am. The transfiguration. This is who I am. This is who I am. We've lost that, I'm afraid. I was talking to Joy and Steve Friday night. We ate down at the Wishmaker House in Belleville. You know, it's now a restaurant. It's really nice. I mean, it's first class. Very good food. And we were talking about, Steve said, you know, there's so much evil in the world. so much blatant sin. And I said, Steve, there's only one reason for that. We've lost a sense of who he is. But the problem is, even though the world is flooded with revelation of who he is, and how does God reveal who he is to you? What's the number one way? Right? Through one another. You ever meet with a Christian brother or sister and they tell you something? You see something about God that you didn't know before? We prayed for Marty this morning. And the point of that prayer, Barry, is that, see, that's, Barry will be revealing who God is to Marty. But the problem is Jesus said, even though revelation floods the world, the parable of the sower, there's only out of the four types of soil, only one type of soil receives the revelation, the good soil. Well, they receive it, they accept it. We Christians love those words, right? And Jesus put it a different way. He said, the good soil takes it in, the revelation. And he said, the reason this good soil takes it in is because that good soil has three characteristics. It has readiness of heart, it has receptivity of heart, and it has understanding of heart. And if those three characteristics collide in a person's heart, they take in the revelation.